RN Breakfast, Warwick Hadfield's with us. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, James.
Tell me about the biter. We've got World Cup news. Luis Suarez.
He's been bitten. He's been twice bitten now.
Lost his appeal before the world's best orthodontists.
Yeah, well, look, he's got plenty to chew over now. His suspension's been upheld by a FIFA appeal committee. Now, the last thing left to him, if he wants to do it, is to go and take it to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. You'd have to think that he's got the message by now, James. So, he looks like he's moved to Spain for about £140 million. You can do the quick arithmetic to see how much that is in dollars is on the way as well. So, he's leaving English soccer for that. So, look, that's one part of the story, but we shouldn't take anything away from that other story from yesterday, the great win by the Argentines in that match in the penalty shootout. Now, the Dutch didn't try that substitution, that super sub of their goalkeeper, Tim Krul, and it turned out pretty cruel for them. Jasper Cillessen just not up to the job of saving the Argentine shots on goal, including he tried to get inside Lionel Messi's head, and it only got more messy for the Dutch after as it all went on.
I did the calculation. It's $250,000, $255 to be precise.
Our pay packets roughly combined, I think.
James. Yeah, there, give or take. In rugby league, this huge crackdown on betting has captured players and officials.
Yes, well, it has. I mean, David Williams, of course, was the big story yesterday morning. Everyone suspected he was going to be suspended for the duration of the season, and that's exactly what happened. Four other players, Queensland's Ethan Lowe, the Gold Coast's Cody Nelson, a couple of players from Melbourne, Heimel Hunt and Slade Griffin, they're suspended for a couple of weeks. And there's support staff, casual game day officials and so on have also been caught up in what's been a pretty big sting by the NRL, and they're making it very clear that whilst the rest of the world can gamble on rugby league matches, the players and the people associated with the clubs can't. And apparently today, everyone who was associated with rugby league in officially in some way, shape or form is going to get a document to sign that they've put their hand on their heart and say they're never going to bet on the sport again. But I guess if you give your little brother $50 and send him down to the tab, there's not much they can do about that, although the NRL is warning that if that happens and they find out about it, the penalties will be just as severe. So I guess it's an interesting dilemma for all sports now. They take enormous amounts of money from the gambling industry, and that brings into, you know, all sorts of things like integrity into the whole story, and then I guess they really do need to make sure. But the thing about David Williams, though, he was betting on himself being the leading try scorer, and he collected. So I guess if you're backing yourself to do well, it's no bad thing. But anyway, look, that's the way it's panning out. It's the same's happening in Australian football. It's happening in all sports at the moment.
What about the Tour de France? I know there's a lot of betting on that, but how's the race going?
Well, look, Andre Greipel has won the stage overnight. I think the interesting story from an Australian point of view is with Orica not travelling all that well, that's the Australian-based side, we're looking at Richie Porte now. He's been given the job to being the number one team sky rider after Chris Froome was injured. Look, he's eighth overall. The Team Sky people are saying he has the lungs and the legs to dominate this race as it gets to the mountains and may even be a leader. So that'll be the Australian interest between now and the Champs-Élysées, James.
That's what you need, the lungs and the legs.
That's right.
Warwick Hadfield.